And go. Okay, so, Steven, we just completed our Neptune Theater performance in front of...
750
people.
No, 850.
It was 850?
Golly.
Wow. So...
850 people.
It is our inaugural kind of show in Seattle. You've obviously performed here in different contexts before,
yeah.
But this is the first, like, full-blown, like... You know, Stephen Tobolowsky for like two and a half hours, just Stephen Tobolowsky. People are paying money to see you. How do you feel it went?
I think it went well tonight. I think it was a great audience, and they kept their energy up the entire night. They listened all the time. There wasn't a lot of fidgeting.
Yeah.
When they told me they were having the bar open the entire show, I was like dreading it. And then when my shoe broke before I went on stage, I was thinking like, this can't go any worse. But nobody went to get drinks.
Yeah.
And my shoe didn't trip me up during the entire show.
Excellent.
And so we lucked out that way. And I thought, David, you were magnificent tonight. We got a lot of David Chen laughs.
Yes.
Whenever we get the David Chen laugh, that is the gravy. You know that gravy in the bottom of the pot the roast? The one that sticks to the bottom of the pan and you get it with the bread and it's so good.
There was a lot of that great laughter recognition.
Yes.
You know, the pleasure of, I know this, I recognize it, I know that voice, I know this routine, I know what's coming.
You may or may not know this, but on occasion, Stephen has been known to provide some embellishment on some of his stories, a little flourish, perhaps. So when he told us of his visit to Weekday Live at the Neptune Theater a few months ago, and how people were like screaming like it was the Beatles or whatever, I was like, okay, I mean, I can imagine that they were fans, but I didn't think that it's like, you know, screaming. And there was apparently screaming tonight. I mean,
so
people
Wait a minute. Let's get the car back on the road. This car began with David Chen saying, I was embellishing. So basically what you just said was, I did not embellish.
That's right. That's what I'm
trying
to say.
I was telling the truth.
That's
Thank you. And you made it sound like I was embellishing. I was telling the truth.
I make it sound like every now and then you may or may not.
I'll tell you what I was happy with. I was happy with the butt crack. The second butt crack plumber story about Kathy Bates and me in bed. I was happy because that one I wasn't gonna say anything about
the
that.
The Bobo thing was great. Yeah. I hadn't heard
Bobo
that
Bates,
before.
That was great.
Bobo Bates, I was gonna do that because I saw Jack out there and I thought Jack would appreciate it. And I was thinking, I said, you know what I want to do when I introduce Jack? I want to bring up, because the first thing Kathy said on that set was, "How's Jack doing?" So I thought, let me set it up here with Kathy Bates so then I could come back with that with Jack. And
well, speaking of that, that was the most unique thing about this evening. Like, we'll do this show again, same stories elsewhere, and we'll get not as good a reaction, but similar reactions.
How do you know?
But
we may get good reactions,
David. But the thing that was... Look... I'm very
negative.
I'm trying to, you know, under promise, over deliver.
Okay,
that's
our motto.
But the Jack Clay, the way the audience reacted to Jack Clay, it was so unique and powerful. And the thing is, what was cool about that? So Jack Clay, for people who are listening, I don't know who's listening to this, whoever's listening to this audio right now, Jack Clay was the hero of the story Conference Hour, the episode 13 of the Tobolowsky Files. And he was in, that person was in the audience tonight, and we acknowledged him at the end of the show. And there was like standing ovation for Jack Clay. And the thing that was special about it is not that, let's clap for this guy who we kind of know from this one story. It was partially that, but it was also that I feel like people were clapping for this idea. The idea of the educator that looks out for the downtrodden, the person that will pick up those who have fallen down and who will basically save those who need to be saved.
Yeah.
That's who they're clapping for. And he represented that this evening. And that's something that was so special that we'll never have again, basically.
No.
So,
but that's what makes it special.
Yeah.
Is that Jack happened to live in Seattle. Jack happened to listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
He happened to write me. His son wrote me. And it never would have happened if the podcast not been in Seattle, if Jeff Hansen hadn't made it happen.
Yeah.
And I wrote Jack like 2-3 days ago, and I said, Jack, I'm going to do the story about you in Seattle. Would you come to the show? And he said, I'd love to, Tubbo. And then I wrote him like yesterday, right before we left, and I said, would you mind if I called you up, had you stand up or do something to be acknowledged and extend your 15 minutes of fame even longer? He was always joking about the conference hour extended his 15 minutes of fame. I said, you know, so I always joke with him about, well,
the conference hour, the podcast episode extended?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was special. We all were part of it tonight. We all were part of something that will never happen again. So
did you meet up with Jack after the show?
We're going to have lunch tomorrow.
Beautiful.
Excellent. Excellent. Any other thoughts before I stop recording?
I thought, once again, I'll tell you something that I thought, which is very interesting, too. We've had two large audiences. The audiences at the Brattle were all mainly like people your age, David.
Uh-huh.
Your young kids with your video games and your long hair.
The video games and the rock music,
rock
and the hip-hop.
And the hip-hop and all the low-slung jeans with the butt sticking out. But we've had two big audiences in Seattle, and the age range of the audiences had to go from 5 to 80.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, I saw little kids in that audience. I saw a lot of teenagers in that audience. And I saw a lot of grandpas, grandmas in that audience.
What was awesome was the little kid. There's kids like 10 years old asking you questions during the Q&A. About how you're shaping children's lives, basically,
the beginning of conference hour, there was a kid who was asleep in his mother's lap. You know, I was doing on the front row.
Oh, really? Tonight?
Tonight, but he was like a little kid. But near the end of conference hour, he was like wide awake.
It's awesome, yeah.
The stereotype that we were doing.
You told him, last time you told the story on MAFON. He's, not
we're happy.
He was wrapped the whole time.
Yeah.
He sat there the whole time. Just
I thought it had to be.
Thought
it had to be an artificial child.
He
was like so.
I know. He looked robotic. And, he was wrapped.
Little actor.
The whole time.
Little actor.
Yeah. So awesome. Ultimately, smashing success. The gentleman who invited us, the guy from Seattle Theater Group who invited us to do this, emailed me. He's like, that was great. Can't wait to do it again. So I anticipate we'll be back.
Fabulous.
In a few months.
Pretty.
Hopefully at the more of the Paramount. That's my goal.
So do you think you guys would ever have the courage to do a news story? Like one you've never done before, no one's ever heard.
You gotta ask Steven this, but we're gonna. That's what we're doing, another Boston show, and that Boston show is like field test. TV
she means like a story that's not a podcast,
right?
The first stories,
yeah.
The first stories have lots of elements that aren't on the podcast at all.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The inflections of love.
A repeat, but I'm just saying
one
the
that's
ultimate
just,
stage step would be like a new one,
that
you
stage.
Haven't tested
right.
I think you could do it.
Well, I think we should work up to that.
Yeah, that's
I think
what
we should
I'm
work up to it.
Working
yeah.
up to it, yes.
Well, what about the idea of having a live album?
Yeah, yeah,
a
yeah.
A live podcast where you hear the audience. That's
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Of course, we've already talked about this.
How dare you suggest something like that and imply that I've not thought of every single possibility?
No, I just said I know you've thought of it. I just said that. I covered myself.
How dare you?
I think you could even read it. You know what I mean? Like you could do one story that is of a hit and then like a story that's a new story that no one's ever heard before.
Right.
And you could do it with the page. Because I've seen you do stories where you read them and it's not like a read story. It is like what we saw tonight.
When the book comes out, you're going to have to do some new.
Well, as I said to Stephen this morning, my feeling is let's play it safe for now.
Yeah.
And then as time, like we have it down pretty well right now. Like this is
it's
we have
going
a format
well,
pretty
right.
good.
Well. Yes.
Let's keep honing this format, and then And then I think expand outward afterwards. So we'll see what happens. All right. Well.
Well done.
Well done. And good job, Stephen. That was incredible. Yeah. Nice and done.